All right, so today we're going to kind of dive into something a little different. We're going to be looking at the line between fact and fiction. And from what I've seen so far, this one is seriously blurry. We've got material from our favorite Instagram account, Inspector Story, you know that one? As well as some excerpts on existential exploration and fictional narrative analysis.
Interesting.
And to be honest, I'm not entirely sure what's real and what's made up in all of this, but that's kind of what makes it so interesting,
The
right?
unknown always has that allure, doesn't it? It's
Exactly.
like finding a puzzle box and you just have to open it and see what's inside.
Yeah.
So what's caught your eye?
Well, there's this story about a guy named Hugh James, born in 1922, who was accidentally sent home with the wrong family. Can you imagine the shock years later when everybody finds out? And to make matters worse, the source material says his biological parents, the ones he was supposed to be with, weren't exactly thrilled to have him back and were actually quite abusive.
That's a chilling start.
It is.
It's a classic case of mistaken identity, but with huge emotional ramifications, for everyone involved.
Yeah.
Cases like this often expose kind of a dark side of human behavior,
Yeah.
fueled by grief and a sense of loss.
Yeah.
It's easy to judge from the outside looking in, but the truth is often far more complicated.
Yeah, and that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Really?
You won't believe this. Both his biological parents and the family who raised him died in the same car crash.
Talk about a tragic twist of fate.
It's crazy, right?
It's almost Shakespearean in its
It
tragedy.
really is.
Such an event would undoubtedly have colored the biological parents' perception of you.
Yeah.
He may have become like a living reminder of their loss, a symbol of what they could never have.
I can see that.
It's a complex psychological dynamic that could explain, though certainly not excuse, their mistreatment.
So we've got the baby swap, the tragic accident, the abuse. Where does it go from there?
Well, things take an even darker turn.
Oh no.
According to the story, on Halloween night in 1935, 13-year-old Hugh snapped.
Oh no, 13. That can't be good. What happened?
He grabbed a kitchen knife and killed his parents and sister.
He murdered his entire family on Halloween. That's some seriously dark stuff, almost like a horror movie. You know what this reminds me of, Michael Myers?
Now, that's an interesting connection. It's
Yeah.
a theory that's been circulating for years. The troubled childhood, the family annihilation on Halloween,
Yeah.
even the escape from a psychiatric institution later on.
Wow.
It really makes you wonder if this real-life horror story, if it is real, inspired the iconic villain.
Right.
Of course, we have to acknowledge that the source material explicitly states that the story isn't real.
Yeah, I get that. But it's like they're saying, hey, let's have some fun with this. You know, they're acknowledging that blurring the lines between fact and fiction is just something that we as humans can't resist. It speaks to our fascination with the macabre and the unknown.
Precisely, it allows us to kind of explore those dark themes and psychological depths without, the constraints of reality. Even if we know it's not real, it doesn't diminish the story's impact, does it?
Not at all, Hugh James. Whether real or not, represents something profoundly unsettling about human nature. You know, that potential for darkness that lurks beneath the surface. It's a theme that's echoed in countless fictional narratives, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. It's a way for us to kind of confront those uncomfortable truths, to grapple with questions about, morality, justice, and the essence of what it means to be human.
Yeah.
It's like holding up a distorted mirror to ourselves and
Out.
asking, what if?
Right.
What if we were in Hugh's shoes?
Right.
What choices would we make? How would we handle such unimaginable trauma?
That's a chilling thought for sure.
It is.
But that's the power of these narratives, even the fictional ones. They challenge us to think critically and empathize with characters who might be vastly different from ourselves. It makes you wonder, you know, what aspects of the Hugh James story resonate with our listener and what their interpretation of it might be, you know? What stands out to them? What questions come to mind? It's like opening up a discussion on the nature of good and evil, don't you think?
Absolutely. It's a way for us to kind of explore the spectrum of human experience, even the darker shades that we often shy away from.
Right.
And let's be honest, sometimes the most captivating stories are the ones that keep us up at night,
Yeah.
the ones that blur the lines between reality and imagination, leaving us with more questions than answers.
For sure.
Now, I know the source material gave us permission for some lighthearted cussing,
Yeah.
and while I may not indulge, I understand the sentiment.
Okay.
Sometimes you just need a good expletive to express the utter absurdity of a situation.
All right. All right. I'll try to put a PG-13 at least for now.
Okay.
But yeah, I could definitely see where a well-placed wada might come in handy here. I mean, let's be real. This whole thing is pretty wild.
Yeah.
Baby swaps, car crashes, murderous teenagers on Halloween. It's a lot to process, wouldn't you agree?
It certainly pushes the boundaries of believability, but that's part of what makes it so captivating, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like watching a train wreck in slow motion, you know. You should look away, but you just can't help yourself.
I know, right?
But before we get too carried away with the sensationalism, let's take a closer look at the plausibility of this story.
Okay.
Where do we even begin to unpack all of this?
Well, the baby swap itself isn't, entirely outlandish.
Okay.
Hospital mix-ups, while rare, do happen. There are documented cases where babies were accidentally switched at birth, leading to years of confusion and heartache before the truth was revealed.
Yeah.
It's a scenario ripe with dramatic potential, don't you think?
Okay, so the baby swap isn't completely unbelievable, but what about the car crash that conveniently took out both families?
Right.
That seems a little too perfect for the plot, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like something a screenwriter would come up with for dramatic effect.
It's certainly a dramatic plot device, I'll grant you that.
Yeah. However, statistically speaking, car accidents were far more common in the 1920s and 30s.
Right.
Safety regulations were less stringent, and vehicles lacked many of the safety features we take for granted today.
That's true. And considering the psychological impact of such a traumatic event on Hugh's biological parents,
Yeah.
it's almost like a recipe for disaster. They lost a child,
Right.
and then they're suddenly given another who becomes like a constant, painful reminder of that loss.
Yeah.
It's no wonder they struggle to cope.
Trauma can manifest in unpredictable and often destructive ways.
Yeah.
In this case, it seems to have fueled their anger and resentment towards Hugh,
Yeah.
creating a toxic environment that no child deserves to endure.
So the baby swap and the car crash, while tragic, are at least somewhat plausible. But let's talk about the elephant in the room, the Halloween massacre.
Okay.
A 13-year-old kid killing his entire family. That's a whole other level of darkness. It's a subject that demands careful consideration, especially when we're exploring fictional narratives.
It's a chilling thought, no doubt. But sadly, adolescent violence, while tragic, is not unheard of.
Right.
We've seen cases where teenagers, often driven by a complex mix of psychological factors, commit acts of extreme violence.
Yeah.
The challenge lies in understanding the motivations behind such acts, and this story provides a fictionalized platform for such exploration.
But to kill your entire family on Halloween,
Yeah.
it's brutal, and the timing seems almost symbolic, don't you think? And
Right.
then there's the Michael Myers connection.
Right.
Are we really supposed to believe that this fictional slasher was inspired by a real-life killer?
It's a compelling theory, and the parallels are undeniable. However, we need to avoid jumping to conclusions.
Yeah.
While the similarities are striking, it's impossible to definitively say whether Hugh James's story, real or not,
Right.
directly influenced the creation of Michael Myers. It's a question that delves into the murky waters of artistic inspiration and the ethics of drawing from real-life tragedies for entertainment purposes. It's a discussion that goes beyond this particular story and speaks to a larger societal conversation.
You're right. It's all speculation at this point, but it's these gray areas that make exploring these narratives so fascinating.
Yeah.
Trying to separate fact from fiction, diving into the psychological complexities, and confronting those dark corners of the human psyche is what keeps us engaged, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. And sometimes the most captivating stories are the ones that leave us with more questions than answers. They
Fair.
challenge our perceptions of reality and force us to confront uncomfortable truths about ourselves and the world around us.
So where do we go from here? We've discussed the plausibility of the baby swap and the car crash, but the Halloween massacre and its potential connection to Michael Myers have opened up a whole new can of worms.
Yeah.
We've barely scratched the surface of the psychological and societal implications this story presents. What's next on our agenda?
Yeah.
It's interesting how this whole story, even if it's totally made up, can spark such a complex conversation.
Yeah.
We're talking about psychology, societal issues,
Yeah.
artistic inspiration.
Right.
It really makes you think about the power of storytelling.
It goes beyond just entertainment, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Stories, whether true or fictional, help us understand ourselves and the world around us.
For sure.
They give us frameworks for interpreting our own experiences and grappling with difficult questions.
Yeah.
Think about those excerpts we have on existential exploration.
Right.
They emphasize asking tough questions and embracing the unknown.
Yeah.
And the Hugh James story, regardless of its authenticity, definitely throws a lot of questions our way.
It's like holding up a funhouse mirror to our own anxieties and fascinations.
Yeah.
The baby swap, the car crash, the Halloween massacre.
Right.
Each element taps into those primal fears and curiosities we all have about identity loss and the dark potential of human nature.
And the fact that it's presented in this blurred space between fact and fiction adds another layer of intrigue.
Right.
It allows us to explore these darker themes without the weight of reality.
Yeah.
But it also raises questions about the ethics of blurring those lines.
Right.
Where do we draw the line between entertainment and exploitation? How much inspiration can we ethically draw from real-life tragedies?
Yeah.
These are questions worth considering, especially in the context of true crime and horror genres.
I mean, the source material encourages us to just have fun with it, you know,
yeah.
to embrace the what-ifs.
Right.
And I have to admit, there's a certain thrill in dissecting the story, trying to figure out what's plausible and what's purely for dramatic effect. It's like a mental puzzle box and I'm hooked.
And that's the beauty of it, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a story that invites multiple interpretations and sparks lively debate.
Right.
It makes you question your assumptions and consider different perspectives.
Hmm.
Whether you believe it or not, it's undeniably thought-provoking.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So while we may never know the full truth behind Hugh James, whether he was a real person or simply a figment of someone's imagination, the story has served its purpose.
Yeah.
It's prompted us to explore the complexities of human behavior, the power of narrative, and the ethical considerations of drawing inspiration from real-life tragedies.
And it's reminded us that even in the realm of fiction, there are valuable lessons to be learned and important conversations to be had.
Right.
It's about engaging with the material, questioning our assumptions, and allowing ourselves to be challenged by different perspectives.
Well said. I think we've successfully navigated this particularly blurry deep dive.
We did.
Huge shout out to Inspector Story for always keeping us on our toes.
Absolutely.
And to our listener, thanks for joining us as we waded through the murky waters of fact and fiction.
Remember, sometimes the most captivating stories are the ones that leave us with more questions than answers.
Yeah.
So keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep that curiosity alive.